I am going to go ahead and dig in to the day. And you guys, I am thrilled. Guess what? This is the week of all weeks. So we do need to pray for Felice. We have a conference this coming week, and I'm so excited. I will be in just a few days leaving to head to the Ultimate Christian Communicators Conference. And if you guys are coming, man, get ready. I'm expecting amazing things. Especially Felice messaged me earlier and said, I think I'm getting sick. She said, I'm going back to bed. And I went, oh, you can't be sick this week. And so we need to be just covering everybody with their health, their travel, and everything in our prayers this week. Also, you guys, I am excited because this is that week as we count down towards our final week of the challenge. Next week, this time, we are going to be celebrating you guys. So I'm really thrilled to get to see all the things that you guys have accomplished and all the things that you guys have met, challenged yourselves with and everything. I'm going to pop a little link here. This is one to keep. I'll message on the group about this a little later this week, of course, but just to let you guys know, here is a link where you will go and you will submit your address where you want your goodies sent. Also, any of your final challenge points. We need those by Sunday night so that we will be ready and compiled by Monday. If you have it earlier, no big deal. Go ahead. But if you're like me and you're doing it at Sunday at not midnight, but 1 a.m. or 2 a.m, I'm not going to cry, okay? I totally get it. I totally understand that thing. But we want to make sure we get those final numbers in. And also, I want your feedback. I really believe from the bottom of my heart that one of the biggest perks to doing what we do here is you help us know where we have hit it out of the ballpark and where we need to improve. And I would love your feedback. And please, if you're afraid, hey, I don't want her to know I said that. Hey, I'm not going to judge that. If so, fake some email address. I'm not going to care. Say I'm faking it at gmail.com or whatever. I'm totally good because I want for you to know it's a safe place where you can say, hey, this needs improvement or this is something I would love to see more of this. Also, there is a space on that sheet, on that page and on the form that will help us to know like what your biggest needs are for like coming up. You've worked on a lot this month. Where would you like us to do some more challenges? Like what other challenges would you like for us to host? I've got a bunch in my planner, but I want to make sure my planner is God's planner, is your planner. And so let me know where your biggest needs are. Like where do you need a full month of somebody coming alongside of you and encouraging you and helping you to go forward in your business or in your ministry. If it's even on a personal level, I know that there are a lot of people that wanted to join the challenge, but they're like, hey, I don't have a business or ministry. Some of you thought that at the beginning of the month, didn't you? Okay, if it's something on more of a personal level, relational area, go ahead. Because, I mean, I think that this may be something I may pull into my other side. I'm helping you guys to do the thing that you're called to do as far as ministry and business. But also, I'm not just about that. I'm also about helping people who feel like that they need help as a mom or a wife or friend, mentor, whatever that is. If you think Proverbs 31, you've got me. That's what my heart's desire is. But the Proverbs 31 woman did these kind of things. She had these things going on in her life. And so I know that I myself am thinking, you know, relationship because, well, we'll just tell you in a few weeks. And so anyway, I'm thinking along those lines myself on a personal level. We always are having a lot of things we're thinking, you know, in different things that we're doing. So, I would love the feedback. If you're needing a challenge, an organization challenge, a Bible study challenge, the floor is open. I want to hear what you are needing help with, where I can come alongside of you. Okay. So without any further ado, I want to just make it longer. However, there is no doubt that we had some warfare getting today going because, poor Felice is out sick. The room didn't work when I get in here, and that could possibly be a Cindy thing going on here. I'm just going to say that up front. But I want to go ahead and talk about something that the Lord gave me as I was waking up this morning. And because I've been hearing some of the feedback of some of the things that you guys have going on. And then I also want to do this kind of short because I really want the floor open so we can do some troubleshooting as a group for each other. And so the thing I want to talk about today is being on the cutting edge. You are called to be on the cutting edge. Now, does that shock any of you when I say that? Does that surprise you when I say I believe that we are called to be on the cutting edge? Well, I believe that where this comes from in my heart, what I'm hearing the Lord say to me in particular is that Cindy, when you are hearing me, you're always on the cutting edge because you are getting a fresh word from me whenever you listen to me and you dare to take action. So here, I believe he's calling us to be on the cutting edge. Generally, if we are filling out listening to the world and listening to other ideas or looking at how other people are planning things or what other people are doing, I'm talking about it can be as much as their messages that are out there. I've been to writers' conferences, and I knew I didn't want to go back to a few of them because what I heard was this overriding in several sessions, I kept hearing people saying, well, look at what that number one bestseller is out there. And I thought, wait, I know about publishing. I know about how this works. And what I know about it is that by the time something gets to a shelf and it's at number one status, it is also typically, unless it's a God thing, it's typically going out the door as well. So if your idea is based on something hitting the New York Best Times and you think, that's something that's telling me this is going to be a hot topic. No, it has been a hot topic. And many of those things are things that I believe because they were not derived from the heart of God, they become a shooting star where you just watch it. It's going to go, it's going to fly, and then it's going to go down. Do you see what I'm saying? It's all and I believe God's called us to something that has longevity, that has legacy, that has purpose, that goes even to places we'll never go and to times we will never see or experience ourselves. That's where I remember reading years ago from Charlotte Mason, and she talked about the books we should introduce to our children. And the way she talked about it really lit a fire in me because she talked about these books that they should be reading are books that come from people that didn't get to see where we are today. We can take and we can access the minds of those people because their work goes beyond them. This is the kind of work I believe God's calling us to do as we step up to the call. It is being, first of all, hearing him for what the message is. Hearing the pain that he has heard from the people he's calling us to minister to, but then daring to take action right then so that we can take it out there. Now, I just want to say this. I actually got an invite this week that was really, really, really weird because it was a girl that was inviting me to her group, and it was so close to the name of my quiet thing that I know God told me I had to write. And there are some things I have that I've done as projects that are like he tells me, you shall write. Have you ever heard the shall? Thou shallest do it thing, you know? It was, no, maybe that's not proper. Okay. But I kind of hear that urgency that God has of Cindy this is what you will do. This is what you will do it right now. And I have one of those projects that he gave me a time of sitting on the bench, and some of it, some of the messages that I keep sharing, little bits and snippets of things he's been giving me. But I remember the day he gave me that topic, and it was totally through a friend. And I didn't like the topic, I have to just tell you that, because what happened that day, I was in the middle of getting a divorce. I was going through so many tough things. I know I must have frustrated her because she was used to me being me. And I'm telling you, I like being me as well. It's a nice place to be. But at that point, I was at a very big personal crisis. I was having to go through something I never thought I would go through. As far as the situation, never dreamed in a million years I would have had to go through a divorce myself. I was so taken back and so shocked. And then it was at this place of just surviving it. And I'm not a surviving type person. I'm a victorious living kind of person. So it was really at a place where I was at a rock bottom, you guys. Not because of being emotionally at a rock bottom, for because of something I did. I've been there at places where I've not rested enough, and I've not taken good care of myself, and I've not and like I was saying in my easing this morning, that I haven't led myself well, where I was trying to burn the candle on every end. And hello, you're going to deplete yourself if that's where you are. This was not because of anything that I had any personal control over. It was my own situation that I had to go through at the hands of someone else. And that was very difficult. And I remember this friend, she was just kind of shocked that I was like in survivor status. And she called me and she said, "Cindy, I'd like to have lunch with you. Are you open?" I said, "Actually, today's my 2-hour lunch day." And so she was like, "Great, I'll meet you and we'll have lunch." So I get there and she's about to jump out of her skin. And let me just back up to tell you that her deal was, I met her when I started doing real estate. And I did real estate because it was like one of those bucket list things. I thought, I want to learn about this so that I can help with the family real estate. Ended up loving it and totally enjoyed it. But in finding my broker, I ended up meeting a friend of Michelle's, who happened to say, in the middle of me talking to her about real estate, she said, "Wait, stop." She said, "I have a friend that has got to meet you. She's wanting to write a book and she's got to meet you so you can help her. And she's like a top seller. She can help you." So our relationship was totally like, she'd ask me something, then I'd ask her something. She asked me something, I'd ask her something. We were so double mentoring. It was crazy fun. But then I go through this crisis of my life and she was just shocked. So this back up. Okay, so I've coached her in writing. She coached me in, get this, in real estate. That was where our coaching things come from. So this day we're having lunch and I'm thinking, wow, what's the deal? Wonder what she's up to. What's she want to do? And I have no idea of what's about to hit me because, I mean, I was just not in that place where I could do anything about any of my dreams at that point. I was trying to get through a divorce that was turning from bad to ugly. Divorces are bad, but they don't have to be ugly. And it was so difficult because I'm not the person that wants to do things like that. And it was very, very difficult. And that's being kind right now. So anyway, long story short, we go and we meet and she's like, "Cindy, God woke me up at 4:00 this morning and he gave me a title for your next book." And I went, "Do what?" Like, he can't wake me up. I have written over 150 books, thousands of articles, thousands of audios. And like, I can't come up with the title of my next book. And she knew my background. It's not like she thought Cindy is sitting here needing coaching on writing a book. But here is kind of funny. She tells me, "Cindy is finding me." And then I was like, "No, I'm not going to ever write that book." And then I was like, "Wait, whoa, God gave me a subtitle." Like within that, the second that thought came across my mind, he gave me a subtitle of "Lessons for the Lost Person." And I knew right there, it was a God moment because I didn't want to write that book. I still think, What a tough book to have to write ever. You know what's funny? There was a girl invited me to a thing that was a similar, like, I found me or something like that. It's great. I'm looking forward to checking her out. But it was so interesting because there's something inside of us that we think, even those of us that say, don't go out there and look for the New York Times bestseller to set our agenda, there's still that other side where we think, okay, well, but if somebody's doing anything like this, let them do it. I'll sit back. No, I'm talking about to be on the cutting edge means that we are committed to hearing God and doing what he asks. Let me say it one more time, that we are committed to hearing him and doing what he asks. This means that we're going to believe God in a few areas. And here are, to me, some of the most important things. Like, first of all, believing what he says about you. Now, you may not be trying to decide. You may be totally sold out and say, I know what I'm going to work on, but to really be and stay on the cutting edge, will he take you past this month, this topic that you're working on or this thing that you're working on? How do you really know that you're in it to win it forever? I believe you got to believe what he says about you. You know, I spent a lot of time the last few years that I have spent literally many times weeping at his feet. But at other times, just learning from him. I've been in school. I went back to get my bachelor, well, my associate's, my bachelor's, now my master's. I've spent hours of study in those areas, really developing my theology and developing, you know, the background in some areas that are really important to me. I've enjoyed this season. But the thing I take away the most is I believe I was a victim of identity theft. That's another book, by the way, that I've got that I'm coming out with. And I don't think I'm the only one. I think that the devil loves, loves, loves seeing someone like you and I who come out, we're excited, we're enthusiastic, we're ready to roll. And he would love to tell you things about yourself that are just not true. And today, to be on the cutting edge, I want to challenge you that God wants for you to get your full identity from him, for him to define who you are, what you can do, what you have at your hand, what your gifts are, your talents, your bents, what your message is. He wants that whole package of who you are to be defined by him. If it's not, the enemy will come in and he will immediately begin to exchange some things because he wants to change your IDs out for his ID of you. Now, let me explain what I mean here. Like he would love, I had this vision that was pretty much a prophetic word for me. Or it was like a dream vision thing that God gave me. I know it was a God thing. Because I don't get a lot of these, but when I do, it's usually about what I'm supposed to be doing in ministry or in a project that I'm working on or what, or it's God really solidifying my identity. And so the picture was this little girl, and I knew immediately it was me, that was standing there, and she was holding this big book. Now, you guys are going to, most of you get this. It was like an 1828 dictionary, you know. Some of you, it's like the big family Bible. My family Bible's still so big I can barely lug it around. You know what I mean? But it's that big thing. And the Lord told me there in that vision, open it up and read it. And I started reading all these things, and it was like blackness almost. One was loser. One was rejected. One was not wanted. One was not good enough. And about that time, the Lord said, drop it. This is the enemy trying to define you. He's tried to steal your identity. He's tried to tell you who you are and what you're all about and what is yours and who I am and what I'm about. When I can tell you, he does not know. He doesn't get that. I'm the one who defines who you are, why you're here, what you're here for, what you have at your hands, what's in your hand that you can use. I define what access you have because I also define who I am and what I do and how I will do it for you. And there was another book totally in its, I mean, you guys just got the nutshell, okay? But see, it's this, that we've got to believe what he says. I believe from the bottom of my heart, he wants to have that time with you. One of the things that my prayer has been during Jumpstart 2020 is that you could have this time really digging in and asking him for his plans, his ways, his words, his heart for what you have to offer, your message that he wants you to do next, your next thing. The ways that he wants you to develop it. We're going to be doing more of this as the year goes by, but my heart is, I don't want anybody listening to me. I want them to believe God for it. I'm here as your cheerleader. I'm here as your journey, your partner on your journey. And I'm here to say, hey, no, that's not of the Lord, or that is of the Lord. I'm here to confirm that. For people, that's part of my calling of who I am. But here I can just tell you, God wants that to be delivered directly to you too. Maybe he's going to use a mentor. I pray that he does use me like that. I believe that's part of my calling, is to be affirming in that area for people who need to have that friend on their side that's on the journey with them. That's what I do. That's why I'm here. That's what I'm about. But I believe from the bottom of my heart that the best thing that he has got on for the next thing for you, he wants you to just totally nail it down, that you believe what he says about you, your calling, your people, your purpose, your plans, your abilities, your talents, your voice. He wants you to believe it. The next thing he wants you to believe is what he says about that message, that voice, that business, that ministry, because he has a lot to say about that. And I believe he's calling us at this time to come and surrender this, because he's got some big things he wants to do with the body of Christ and with his kingdom. He is on enlarging the kingdom right now. That is what he's about. I got excited because yesterday my pastor did a wow message yesterday that he was talking about this year. That, you know, the last decade of the 70s in biblical time, in Jewish time, that number 70 is a word of vision. And it's a word of like being able to hear and see the vision. But 80 is actually this year, as we turned into this year, this is the year where we speak it. I believe God is calling up speakers. He's calling up people who have had I had 7 years, really about 8 to 10 years, where I was going, God, I don't really know exactly what you want me to write next. I'm confused. He always gave me lots and lots of content. And I remember young that he told me as long as I was in the Word, I would have lots of content. And I was in the Word, and deeper than ever. And it was like he said, we're gonna pause this for a bit. I didn't know what I was about to have to go through in my situation in life. But it was like I was doing all those things. Now I know that this whole decade has been a decade where God has been wanting to bring his people into a place of healing, because now it's time for us to go out and speak his kingdom, speak his word, speak his messages. It's time for us to take action on the vision that we have had for these years. It is time for us to take action on those plans and those ideas that have been put to the side. Some of you have shared with me in private coaching that you have been frustrated with yourself because you don't understand why you have these great ideas and you just don't take action. Trust me, that is one of my personal things I am working on helping with and giving some strategies with this whole year. You're going to see this year, where I'm going to be setting up situations and things. In fact, some of my things that are about to come out, you'll hear it next week, are things that are totally wrapped around offering the support, offering the long-term community and the long-term support that we need to come alongside of each other and partner up in our lives and keep on running and running the race together. You're not a lone ranger. I don't think any person who ministers or has a business or a ministry should ever, ever be a lone ranger. Being a lone ranger, being an island to yourself, is a very, very lonely place. I've been there, done that. And I have to say I did a great job, but still I had my family, my kids around me all that time. And still I would have benefited by having more access to people who were on journey with me. I believe God's days of the Lone Ranger are over. He's all about community. He's all about relationship. He's all about connecting and getting other people into your life. How many of you participated in the triads this week? Was it incredible? Did it change your life? Because I believe from the bottom of my heart that this has a potential to be able to truly show you the benefit of having other people who take 20 minutes and just listen in and give you really good feedback on accountability. It's an accountability to the person giving feedback, but it's also accountability for the person listening, the person giving, you know, on the hot seat. It just works. I believe that there's a power there to getting together and growing together. That's why you're going to see these things that we're going to be bringing in, because I know I need that as much as you need that. I'm not an island to myself. I'm very much, my claim to fame is being in the trenches. And that is so vital. You know what? We've got to believe what God says about what we're to be about. We've got to believe what he says about our messages. We got to believe what he says about our ministry and our business. If we struggle with that, we benefit by having a community around us that is there believing with us. Do you see what I'm saying? We benefit by having that community of women that we know are movers and shakers. You guys get each other. You get it. We have got already an atmosphere and a culture here where you know you're surrounded by people who are taking actions. There's no excuses. There's none of this stuff of wait. No. It is a community of people who are taking action and moving forward, who are on the cutting edge. And to be on that cutting edge, you've got to believe what he says about your business, your message, your ministry, your voice. And then, of course, I believe you've got to believe what he says about your ideas and what he says to do with those ideas. What he says about the actual product part of that. Do you see what I'm saying? Because some ideas, I believe, he will have on a shelf for later. But because like those two books I mentioned earlier, they're kind of shelved for just a little. I still know that those ideas are being parts of my upcoming blogs that I'm about to be posting. They're some of my upcoming podcasts that are about to be launched. Mainly because I hear God saying, this needs to be out now. This now. That's what I'm talking about, on the cutting edge. Do you know what I believe? I believe some of those messages are like a now word for people. I'm not going back and having my one signature message. You know what? That's out. If you hear anybody teaching that, you need to turn them off because they don't know what they're talking about. God is not about signature messages anymore. He's about, I want a now word. I want you tuned in, giving today's manna to the masses. I want you tuned in, hearing me, and using that experience. As Gina's going to talk about tonight, that panic. I want that panic being used for your purpose. And in turn, it's going to be your prosperity. I want for you to take that crisis, that crisis that you thought would break you, and I want for that, what I've taught you in the crisis, to become what you put out there. I love they've said things like, your test is your testimony, your mess is your message. Yeah, he wants that. He wants real life, vulnerability, authenticity. Let me just tell you why. It's because the people want it. The people are tired of ivory tower leaders who don't even get off of their, out of their ivory tower to get in the masses and know people. That is over and done. It's never been God's plan. He's not building another king. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He's not building another up. He instead is calling us to be co-heirs and to build community, to build relationships, to be authentic, to be raw and real, and have a pulse where people can tell, hey, this is the real deal. This person has been with the Lord. Go back to scripture and you look and you see. Remember what they said about the disciples? They said they were just unlearned men. That they, in other words, probably country bumpkins. Well, we want to think that. Let me just tell you something. The average age, they were around 20 to 23. Sometimes I think they said that John may have been 18 years old. John, you know, St. John. And no wonder he thought he was the baby. He thought he was the favored child. You know what I mean? But think about that for a minute. They didn't have an education. They didn't have time at that point to have had all of this training and education. Jesus did. He was very knowledgeable. He was very, of course, he was God incarnate, or the simplification of God in a body, a human body. So he did have knowledge of things that we would love to learn. However, I'm telling you, like the people that had been around him, you know what? They had something different. It was like Moses. Moses went to the mountain, had some time with the Lord. What? They had to veil him. He showed that so brightly that it was like blinding. It got attention. You know, the Bible says, God, Jesus says that you're the light. You're the light of the world. It's part of your identity. It's who you are. You're to shed the light. You are to be the salt that creates a thirst for what he's going to feed us with, that satisfies the greatest of hungers, the greatest of thirst. You are that salt that creates and preserves, and that you go out and you create a taste for him. So believe what he says about your ideas. You know, if he tells you, yes, this is an idea, I want you to be working on this because I'm going to work it out of your life, that's different. I believe there's a lot of things, like my identity thing that I'm working on. I believe that and finding me. Those are two things that I'm almost ready to launch, but I may not be quite yet. I think there's just obviously something else because it's not worked out in my timing, if you know what I mean. But it's coming. It will probably be the very thing that will be one of the first things I launch when I'm all the way back in my business full-time, overtime. Do you know what I'm saying? It's the only time I'm doing. But for right now, he said, I want you learning from me in this. You know what? He had me learning from him for 10 years, listening to him, learning, soaking it in before he put me out into ministry full-time before. And I'm not saying you guys get that opportunity. I think some of you have been sitting for a long time. What I'm gathering, I mean, from what I've heard in this and what I've been reading, you guys know what you're supposed to be about today. You may have some pivotal idea that's a long-term thing, but you also have a manna for today. You have a message for today. You have a voice today. And so take that idea, look at that thing that you can do today. You may not be able to do everything. I'm not able to do everything at this season. I'm having budget limitations just like anybody else. But what I can tell you is there's plenty of things I can do that are not about my budget. In fact, Kelly, you guys got to meet her the other night. You know what she told me? She said, Cindy, why are you thinking that you can limit and put a lid on God's budget? Have you asked him to do some of the big stuff you want? And I thought, no. Isn't that sad? And I'm the one teaching today's lesson. But I'm being real with you guys that there are things that are out of my budget right now, but they're not out of God's. And I think he wants for us to believe him about those ideas, the ways of doing it. He wants us to say, hey, can we do this now? Is this what you want to do now? How are you going to provide? It's a party now. You're in it, God. He wants you to just trust him and believe him and to be willing to act right then. Does that make sense? I'm going to pray, and then I want to open up the lines, and I want to have the rest of today's session be us really just asking questions, giving ideas. I don't want it to just be a Cindy thing, or I close down the room today. How about that? Because it can't be just about Cindy. You guys have ideas. You have things that you know that are so important. So I'm going to ask you guys to jump in and ask things or to give your ideas because I want you to be a part of that. So anyway, let me pray and then we'll open it up. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for today. And I thank you for being our teacher, Lord. I pray that you will just keep moving in us. Lord, anything we need to let go of, if it's our preconception, if it's our ideas, our fears, our thinking we have to figure out all the finances or all of the ways to do things. Lord, if it's being afraid of a certain topic or wondering if that topic is something that's needed out there, God, just help us trust you and trust ourselves profoundly, Lord. Lord, I just praise you that you have chosen us, you've called us, and you've equipped us. Lord, help us to be faithful to your calling. You are so good. We just thank you. For in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, I know I had one question while we were getting that moving. Anybody want to jump in? I'm going to give it. I know there's a lag.
I just wanted to, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you for opening up the challenge for triads. That was a game changer. Really, it really was. Not that I'm saying the talks weren't game changers too, but it was like those things primed. And then to meet with people, and they would just speak truth, and they called it out, and that's what initiated a huge change, like an action.
Wow.
So I appreciate that. And I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad to be talking to you. Like 10 years ago, I saw you, you know, like homeschooling stuff, so.
Yes. Oh, Kim, I'm glad you're here. Tell me about the triad. What did you guys discuss? Who did you get together with?
I did two triads, one with Michelle and Betty.
Uh-huh.
And that was great because we were talking about, well, obviously for all of our missions, right? But they were able to speak over a trend they kind of saw in my life, because yeah. I kept saying, I don't really have a ministry per se. I just do this. And Michelle was able to call out and say, well, I see a thread of mentoring and prayer. That made me think, who did my heart really want to serve? And I could say that was young women, like junior high to early high school time. So then the next day, or maybe the day after, I met with Aurella and Christina, who are she's in Korea. And that was amazing. And Christina said specifically to me, you need to do a vlog.
Wow.
And it was completely in line with something I had already been thinking anyway. So yesterday after the Super Bowl thing, Rachel and I did our first vlog.
Nice.
So it was just amazing how all of this, I mean, I totally see God's fingerprints and hand and direction and guiding through all of it, which is very healing, because on the backside of all this, you know, I have a mom who doesn't want to talk to me and is convinced that I don't love her. So there's just so much healing.
Mm-hmm.
So much healing that needs to go on. And I think eventually that's going to lead to more conversation about girls or women healing their relationship with their mom. And if they can't talk to the mom because the mom's shut off, you can still be healed.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I don't doubt that that's not going to be a huge ministry. It's your biggest pain point. If you can be here tonight, by the way, please be here tonight when Gina shares, because she's going to blow your socks off. If you think that you've had anything yet, I think, you know, I agree with you. I think it's all how God has knit it all together. It's beyond Cindy. I just want you to know that, but I'm happy because this is exactly what I'm called to be and do, you know? And so, but she's going to blow your socks off tonight, because I just really believe, I know her whole story, but I also know what she's poured into my life. And I think somehow, sometimes the devil loves, again, it takes out that big 1828 of his own, you know, his little thing of what we are and what we can do and what we can't do. And what, and he's got a pretty big list of what he tries to tell us we can't do, or that we're not ready to do, or he tries to give us his agenda, his planner, you know, of this is when you can do it. And
or to disqualify you, because I was feeling disqualified. I'm like, oh, this is a major mess. This is not good. And the funny thing is after we, or yesterday was a crazy day. And then our boiler broke and then our dishwasher broke. And I'm like, well, of course. And I have complete peace through it. Cause it's like, okay, well, you're going to do what you're going to do, devil, I guess. I must be doing the right thing. Praise God.
Cheap shots. Now you get a new boiler and you get a new
really pretty dishwasher.
I say, okay, that's the way this is going. I'm going to enjoy getting my new one, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and it's hard. Those are hard things, seriously. Those are times you go. And I think if he thinks those things are going to keep you going from going forward, he'll keep it. He'll keep it coming. Mm-hmm. But when he sees it doesn't work, he just goes running, tucking his tail in, you know, because, I mean, I saw that with people, you know, there were people in my life. I had a season where I had a lot of heartbreak over my daughter and my relationship with my daughter. I had a season where I had some really serious heartbreak over my relationship with my mother. You know, it's funny that you say this, because I remember that place where I was about to launch forth. It was actually when I had a lot of healing in my relationship with my mother. And I remember going to a retreat and the Lord really working in me, even with my mother-in-law and father-in-law at the time. Funny thing is, at that time, I'll tell you what happened that was kind of hilarious. I thought, well, my mother-in-law would probably be that one person who probably would have said, no, don't do it. And I remember having just a conversation with her, and she was like, Cindy, you know, you could put all these little articles into a book. You could do this. Just write one a week and you got a book in 10 weeks. And I was really kind of shocked that she said that. I talked to her. I was talking kind of about what Mama had said to me, you know, which Mama was my ultimate mentor, you know, but in time, you know, what's interesting is that right now I'm probably closer to my mother-in-law that I hit my ex-husband's mother than he is right now. And I said, maybe I got custody of her. I don't know. Just kidding. But that's kind of tacky. I'm probably saying way more than I normally would say about divorce and stuff in this session. But you know, it's hard. It's so hard, Kim. And I get it. It's really a tough place. But you've got a minute. You got a lot of ministry there. That pain is probably one of your purposes. It could be you may be like me. I had a prophetic word not long ago that really blew me away. It kind of put everything into like, whoa. But it was, Cindy, you wear many mantles. There are some people that can barely carry the one mantle, but you wear many mantles. And maybe, Kim, you're carrying many mantles too. I totally believe it. I see it on you. You have got so much. And I'm looking forward to seeing this. So what are you working on right now?
Well, I guess one thing I should be working on is helping homeschool my kids. but they know what they need to be doing. Rachel and I are going to sit down and map out a series of topics that we wanted to vlog about and just keep putting it out there and see how it goes.
Yeah.
I think that's what Orilla suggested that I do too. Or was it Christina? I don't know. It all's a blur. My memory. You know, just give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
See where it goes, see where God leads. And it's just amazing. You know, I open up the scripture in the morning and then boom, here's this. And then I go to turn on some soaking music and wow, it's confirmed again. And then we go on to our reading for morning time and there it is again. He's just orchestrating all of it.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
It is. I love that. Wow. 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 Well, keep sharing it and stepping up to the call. This is not just for this month. It's about us continuing the community and sharing with one another. If you need somebody over there, you guys go and comment on each other's blogs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's sometimes so lonely when you're blogging. You think, am I just writing to myself? You know, so, I mean, the videos, share them there so we can see it. Mm-hmm. One thing I just want to say is just an easy podcast or an easy blog post for each of you or an easy thing on your page is maybe saying, you know what, this is my friend, Kim. And this is like an amazing video that you guys have to see. It's a great one day blog post or one day post on your social media. But it also is part of that, you know, knowing that each of you now have relationships that you know what each other does now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's a great way for all of us, to, you know, if you come into stepping up to the call and you say, hey, I just had this video, that helps us to remember and get over there and then go mm-hmm. share you. And so if we do that, we help each other grow and build. You never know where things can go, but I believe they go big in community. So mm-hmm. I'm excited. Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah. A lot of kindred spirits here. I think you like everybody. It's amazing. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I just want to say this. You guys act surprised that are going to be at the conference this weekend, or any of you that are going to listen to the replays, you definitely want to grab them. They're going to be amazing. But this weekend, I'm going to be speaking on ideal clients. And you know what? I had to do some serious time before the Lord saying, who are my people? You know, that I go, no matter if I made a dollar, these are my people. And then clearly who are not my people. It sounds ugly, doesn't it? I mean, for me, it was a very difficult decision for me to say, okay, who are not my people? Do you know what I mean? But I had to go really deep with the Lord and say, okay, God, help me to know. I learned this actually from my boss that I do sales and hiring for him. Right now, I'm pretty much doing about 40 hours a week for him. And we last year had this thing that we did with the business where we did a lead score to look at, are they fitting in our culture? Are they fitting in our functionalities, like what we do and do well? Do they have, you know, basically those are the big questions. And you know what, when we settled on that and we could say, you know what, this is not a functionality that we are known for, but I want to refer you over to someone who takes care of that. Or when we could say, hey, this isn't really going with the vision that we have for our company. When we said that, you know, Tyler tells me all the time, kindness is clarity. Clarity is kindness. You know, being clear is loving. And I've learned to say, this is just not where I'm at and where I'm going. So I don't think it's by accident, Kim, is what I'm saying, that that you are seeing that this is a place with a lot of kindred spirits, because that's where God's taking us. And we're going to probably zone in. Get this. I see myself even zoning in even more, you know, because I feel like I realized I was a people hoarder. I know it sounds crazy, but I was hoarding all of my people. I didn't want them to go anywhere. But yet the reality is I now see that we are going, many of us, for us to truly be what we need to be. My vision is I see myself surrounded by women and men who are movers and shakers, who want to be around movers and shakers for God's kingdom, period. And that is including moms. It is including dads. It is including marriages and all of the things. But I love that you said that, because there is a spirit. I don't want anything changed on that, because we're not a place that's open for people to come in and be cursing and ranting and mean and have fights and troll people. You know what I mean? It's not any of that. It's truly, I want to be decidedly Christian and for it to be a sweet space. And it already is. So thank you.
Thanks.
I love it. Anybody else? Tell me what you're up to. Tell me what is your big takeaway. What, or ask any questions. This is a good one. Y'all want me to share it? Or somebody go and jump in? Okay, let me jump in. This is from Julie. Julie says, so my thought on the member area is that for now, the 6 workshops would be on a password protected page that people would pay to access. The password would change monthly to protect the access, and members would receive the new password, of course. There are only 2 customers to grandfather into this page, and I would open it to my email subscribers at $29.99 and close membership after a certain date. When it reopens, the price would be higher. There would be more workshops. Once I had about 10 to 12 workshops, I thought I would convert it into a monthly membership and grandfather in all those who had already paid the original access fees. What do you think? Maybe this is worth discussing at the conference. Well, first of all, yes, I'm available for coffee, dinner, while we're there. And I would love to do that. I don't know if she's on the call right now. I don't see her. But just to throw this out, I want to say why wait is what I was thinking when I kind of read over it earlier. One of the things, let me just throw this out in case anybody's interested in a membership, like where you have like a topic and you're doing a continuity thing, like you tell people, this is my membership and I'm going to, you can subscribe. These are some of the topics you'll see, but you don't have it all together yet. One of the things that I did years ago, and some of you have been on it, and by the way, y'all are grandfathered in. You never pay a membership again on Talk a Latte Mommy Club because it's about to start back going. I've been praying over whether I'm keeping that name or if I'm moving that name. So if somebody wants to throw out an idea on that, that's my need for right now. We've changed some of Talk a Latte because my coaches were like, that doesn't make sense. It could be the Cindy Rushton monthly, you know, that might be the most practical. But anyway, what I did was we were doing live topics. Like I would do organization 911. I would do that for like 10, 12 weeks. It depends on how many sessions I had. I would plan it out, like what needs to be taught for organization scheduling, organizing the home, organizing meals, whatever that was, blah, blah, blah. And I started out just offering like live classes. I did that, ministering the heart of your child Bible study. I tried to have a something that was on godly womanhood, something that was on, sometimes that was on homeschooling, sometimes something that was on business. And I kept different things that were option on different days of the week. And that was one of the things I kept going. Well, there was a point where I started looking at some of the numbers, and I don't think I'll look at it the same in the future, because I don't care if I have 2 people. We can do some serious coaching in here with 2 people on a topic. I don't mind that. I'll just change the way I do it. But I started looking at numbers back then, and I think it was also a God thing where I was traveling some and I was in undependable locations. I was living in Alabama and in Tennessee, and so it was like everything was just a little too undependable. So I moved it to where I would host coaching things. And what I did with Talk a Latte was I did like a monthly membership. It was kind of like, you know, when you order the audio of the month, that's how they used to do it, or the book of the month. I decided to just do a session of the month, a topic of the month. And actually, I was going to begin by doing like something on godly womanhood with a homeschooling thing on the side, and that be the set. And then when I got started, it kind of grew like it typically does with me, where what I found was I was doing some really powerful sets that I was very pleased with. So the way I shifted it was each month, people who subscribed, it was like $12.95. It was a crazy price. And they paid $12.95, but sometimes they got a set that would be worth no less than usually 27 once it hit my store on my website, but they would get at least a $27 set or a $47, $67, or $97. There were times it was a $200 set. And so that nice little $12.95 was a no-brainer. Do you know, those are the people that never unsubscribe. They never call me spam in my emails. I see the emails. Those people never unsubscribe. They never think that they're getting a spam mail. They know me. And they have learned to trust me, but they had to trust me to even be a part of that. So it kind of worked out nice. What I did with that is every month, it was my accountability. I knew what day that set was due. And it was kind of the thing I would go, okay, God, what are you teaching me? What are you teaching me this month? And I would put that out there. If you already have some things planned up, then what you could do is you could queue it for the next 6 months. And you could in turn be developing some more topics. But I would definitely not put all of those. This is just my say on it. It doesn't mean you have to do anything I ask you to do or say that I would do or not do. But I would probably not put those all in a bundle, unless I was making it easy for the people that have already received it. And I would give them probably a month or so to download, because I would not want to ever be responsible for having long-term content again. It's just that's a long story. We can talk in private about that. But because things can happen and things that you don't imagine can happen to content. So I wouldn't promise that people could have it forever and ever, but I would give them some deadlines, and that helps on a couple of things. Keeps you from being ultra responsible and going crazy over content in your website if anything happens. Saves you a bunch of emails. It saves them also. It means that they're going to probably use it, and they are going to apply it more likely if they have a deadline of when it's coming through. I'm not saying it has to be that tight, but that, you know, if you're going to change a page, what I plan to do is I bring it back. I'm going to, again, take those pages, and the download page is going to be set up like it would be for any of my other products. I don't think you have to password protect it. What you could do, I have, let me look real quick. I'm going to look at my thing and make sure I get the right name. Oh, exclude pages from navigation is a plugin on my website. And you can also go one step further from exclude pages from navigation. It's like where you're putting in your content, and on the side, it'll have a spot. Once you put the plugin in, it'll have a spot that can exclude that from your navigation bar. It can also exclude the pages from your sitemap, which you would want to do that as well. Then at the bottom of the page, you can, as you scroll past the content and you get to the metadata that's on your WordPress content, you can scroll down. There's a thing that's no index, no robots. You click all of those. And that page, what I do is I title it even to where search engines, in case they're smarter than I am, I'll put thank you. Some of you that have gotten things, you'll probably see it says thank you. And then it'll say, thank you for this. Here are your links. And I don't try to optimize those things because I don't want those pages being found. But that's better than a password and you changing it every month and having to keep up and get in touch with people to let them know that you changed the passwords and stuff. Don't go through all that. Make it easier. Make it a easier process for yourself. So that's one thing that I've done. Another thing that I've done was my Marriage 911 flight plans. And what they were a topic that it was mainly about the message that was why I did that. And what it is it's set up to where for a whole year, maybe it's two, every month, the person who subscribes to that gets an audio of the month. And if there's any like printables or some, you know, like some articles that goes along with it, they get that every month throughout the year. And it was like a crazy price. I think like $7 or something. And by being on that list, it kind of let me know when they were interested in marriage materials or family materials. So that was my win on even putting that together and continuing to have that. But it's a totally evergreen thing. They can start at any point, and they get on day one, they don't, you know, like the day they purchase, they're on day one, even if I'm 3 years out and producing content, they are on day one and they have to go through the process. So if you've got something that's processed, something that you, those audios, maybe I didn't ask what they were about. If they're a process, that could happen like that. One of the things I'm doing now, I'm squealing. One of the things I'm working on right now is actually a business ministry, like stepping up to the call membership. And what it is going to have is it's going to have, you guys can actually come in on the beginning phase. You'll get a discount. But like maybe $27 a month, that's going to be being able to learn on your own, or $99 for group coaching, or you could even top up to personal coaching. And I'm actually starting that, I think, at $199. And people who do that, they get to keep their price long term when it goes up to the $47, $149, and $249 that everybody else will be seeing after, you know, because I want early adopters. I want people. And here's what I'm also going to do. I'm going to have some perks that if people are on for 6 months, I don't forget those people. Those people will be eligible for, like, say they're in group coaching. They may get like an added benefit after 6 months of having a personal coaching session a month. Or if they are personal coaching, they may get to top up and have another session added. Because I'm going to be doing personal coaching and accountability sessions. So they may get to top up. I've got to still flesh it out, get to top up another session on personal coaching each month. But then they also get a personal invite to when we do our mastermind retreats. And I've got several that I'm planning right now because Miss Kelly stretched me and I'm going to be hosting like get an Airbnb. We have the weekend. Nobody has to put on makeup. You can wear your PJs if you want to. You can stay in your room if you want to, or you can do whatever you want to do. Or we can stay up at night chit-chatting and doing the girl thing of planning and making things happen. So it's kind of like the benefit of that, but not the price of that. And I, of course, will also have mastermind level where, you know, someone wants all of that from the beginning and they we plan some special things. I've got some places. I've got a place in Destin that I want to host the little getaway retreats for masterminding. And I also have found the most amazing place here in Nashville. And of course, I'm open. If someone wanted to like be a part of like hosting us in a house, if say somebody had a house and they wanted, this is what Kelly said, ask. But if they had a house that was like the perfect like getaway space for people to come and get away, I'm open to letting someone have the comp of being able to come, you know, be a part of that week, you know, that weekend or week retreat, whatever's going on. I'm really open to Italy, by the way, if you've got a place in Italy. And so anyway, I hope that answers that question. And that was just for fun. I love it. We are going to have some online retreats and that's going to be run the same way we've done them in the past. And so anybody want to hop in? I don't want to talk too much. So. Okay. Let's see. All right. Anybody? Okay. Anybody want to? Let me see what you got there, Lori. Tell me about it.
Okay, there. I had to unmute. No, I was just moving. I had a pen. I was taking notes. I have little notes.
Aww. But
it's nice to see you again. It's been a long time.
I know. You look gorgeous.
Yeah. Like, what, 10 years older or whatever?
No, you don't even show it.
I hardly ever know what to ask. and I hardly ever know what to say. And that's actually my problem right now. But in about 2014, can you hear me good?
Yeah.
I haven't done live yet. I did a massive thing. I took on like this organization on the for the sake of others. I'm the missionary kid, and for the sake of others in my boarding school, there was just a lot of bad stuff that had happened. And so we were kind of holding the organization accountable. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want the job, but I somehow became kind of like the face and the voice. And it was good, I guess. Everyone says it was good, but it emptied me, just flat out emptied. And I think you probably understand that feeling, because I think a divorce would do that. Or it just leaves you gutted and you just have, you're just empty. Other life experiences could probably do the same thing. But it, yeah, left me where I'm just like, I want to say, write something, say something, help people. But at this point, you know, I'm just trying to even think what I have to say or offer, you know? Mm. So I have my sites ready, like already, but then when it comes to content, I have nothing to say. I don't even know what to say. And it's ironically, you know, 29-year-old Lori had everything to say, and 49-year-old Lori has like nothing. Like, I don't even know what people need, what they want, what they have, you know, what to say.
Do you have any, like, a community at Facebook yet? Have you, like,
on my education site, I have a really large one, but a little bit hid behind that. It was an accidental success. I was just sharing freebies after Hurricane Katrina. I was actually shipping them and then started sharing them. And so it's mostly people who just want like a freebie. Mm-hmm. But what I would rather do, and what I've started to do, but I can't even tell you whether it's successful or not. I hardly look at the analytics, is just share like more our philosophy on homeschooling, because we've graduated three. They're great kids. And you actually changed everything for me. And because I didn't realize you could, at the time I had only thought, oh, you have to sit them down at 8 a.m. and do academics. I didn't realize you could read books, like books that you love, and with them, and call that school. And so they've had such a rich education that they're really, you know, they're young adults who just feel like they could take on really anything if they want to, because of the learning that way, you know, they were able to explore their own interests.
Good.
So I'd love to share that. And then on my own self-named site, I haven't done much, but what I love to do for my own self, just to help my own self, as I like heal from the battle that we had to go through, mm-hmm. is, I just write verses. I have like my closet is like in war room, has some verses all over it. And then up on my bulletin boards, there's, watercolor and verses and stuff. And I really enjoy that. So I wouldn't mind doing that, that type of thing. So,
wow. See, that makes my heart flutter. I love it. Yeah. I think it's awesome. And you know, I think that getting in, like, even into a community where you can throw that out there and say, hey, what do you guys think? You know, that helps a lot. You've already got your community, and there's probably a large number of those on that community that are going to probably follow you where you go.
It's secular. It's a, not secular. It's neutral, I guess. Put it this way. When I post something, I can get slammed for it being a Christian post, and I can get slammed for it being a secular post. You know, like, say if I posted a freebie from Bill Nye, other people don't like what I did. If I post a freebie that mentions creation, other people get mad at me. So with like 10,000, almost 10,000 followers and subscribers and stuff, I guess I would have some, but, I was kind of thinking of starting from the ground up with my own site.
With those, you may not want any of them in your real community. Yeah. It's like what I was saying, my ideal customer, I could not do that, you know.
Well, I can't take right now. I can't actually take the like people attacking me. I just can't even take it right now as far as if I was sharing from the heart,
mm-hmm.
on my own site, I couldn't take people preaching at me. it would be really damaging. I'm pretty sure it would shut me down completely.
Yeah.
I'm actually only now emerging from, cause I really went into like a shadows and just, you know, just started staying at home. It's like a big deal for me to even turn on this video, this live video, cause I haven't even been coming to the live things cause I'm such a chicken, but it's, so yeah, it would be bad if they did that.
Yeah. So, does it help you to know, Lori, that, and I'm sorry, sometimes the time seems here. I think you were still saying words when I jumped in. Does it help you to know that that was one of the things I was most afraid of?
Yeah.
because seriously, I felt like I didn't even know one of the arguments of the divorce was, you just live in your fairy tale. And all you've ever written about is all a fairy tale. Well, now I understand that that means that he thinks God is a fairy tale. And there's no way we can do life like that. I see a lot of reasons why we couldn't, but the reasons of the divorce were like the reasons I would allow, you know, but a divorce. But some of this, it was like, I didn't even realize what I was dealing with until, you know, you kind of look back and you go, no, this is the real reality. You want a fairy tale. It's an evil fairy tale the way the world is. And, but it was like such a hit against my voice. And what can you say? Probably if he got a hold of this, he'd try to sue me because he's told me if you talk about divorce and adultery, you know, abuse, anything, I'm going to sue you. And he's a lawyer now. So
we won't tell him.
Yeah. Thank you. But see, I have to be safe also. And I had to say, okay, I don't want, if somebody has a problem with that, they need a different person who maybe has the marriage that they feel like they can follow. But I feel like now I'm about to have a marriage that you could follow. And I thought I did then, but it was just, you know, a big curveball for me. And I remember one of the first emails I posted my 30 years and 30 pieces of paper ended it. I mean, it's like 30 pieces of silver for real, you know? And I posted this thing and that was how I told everybody that, yes, I got a divorce. I didn't say anything going through it. And I have not written and spoken a whole lot about it. You'll see a decided silence because for one thing, life is so much better. That was such a very small part of everything God has for me and everything he's always had. But I want you to be encouraged by knowing that there was a hit against my voice. There was a hit, you know, and I want to make sure I was clear and clean to where I hope you guys are understanding what I'm saying. I am not taking a stab towards him. I feel a pity towards him.
Right.
But I didn't know where to begin. And the funny thing, I put my 30 years, 30 pages of paper. And I, you know, that's what I get out of a marriage. You know, go, wow, this is helpful. And that was an expensive bunch of 30 pieces of paper. And you know, as I looked at that, I'm telling you, I posted that and almost like immediately this person messaged me and said, so just what of yours is true and reality? I've referred you for years. And I was like, if I had to see it now, 7 years later, I go, bye now. I don't need you.
Right.
I don't want you in my life. That person, not you. I want you in my life. But you know, it was that place of saying, okay, I'm not, they should have asked more questions. Like, how are you?
Right.
That's got to devastate you. Are you okay? Because that's what the real people did in my life. That I say, those are the faces I see as I move forward. And I say, that's the people I want to do life with. That's the people I want with me down the road, you know, with all of us stepping heavenward. And so I think you're wise. Maybe that is like, you know, let that do what it does and monetize that bad boy a little bit. And then, and then build another whole world, the real Lori, because the Lori I know, I treasure. And I want to read your things. I want to sit at your, you know, have coffee with you and get along with you. Do you know what I mean? And others are going to feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. What, you have, you have a couple different, I'm worried about if I should even just shut down my education site to work on my own, but you have a couple of different eggs in your basket, right? That mm-hmm. you're, or balls that you're juggling. Mm-hmm. So are you going to keep the many different things that you're juggling? Do you just try to juggle them well, or do you, you know?
Good question. and I'm going to have to hop off here like in just a second. And what we'll do is we'll pick up some of this tonight because I won't have a limitation. I've just got to be in a meeting in a minute. What Kelly and I've worked on is putting everything as Cindy Rushton. And it's worked really good because what I found is that most of the people, even the quiet people around me, are mostly, I mean, I've had maybe 5 people that have said, I'll see you later. You know, I love you, but I really needed help, homeschooling help. And I can still give some of that. It's not saying I can't. It's just not my passion. It's not where I'm at today. So, I mean, I'm not going to have the great ideas for going on field trips or the next book.
Yeah.
Because it's just not where I'm at. Now, unless I get around the grandkids, and then that's all you get for 2 weeks, you know? it's just not that place. And now, with that being said, that is being saved for Whitney, and she would be a good partner for any of you that do a lot of homeschool things. Whitney's taken the helm of that, and she has got things. She'll do 100 times better than I ever could do in that world. And I'm still there as a grandmother and a pioneer and someone who's been there, done that, knows you're going to make it through it and you're going to do a good job. Do you know what
that's
I mean?
Cool.
And that's kind of how it fits, but it's just being real with saying that it's not my space right now, but then everything else kind of fits. Do you know what I mean? I'm not doing a lot on marriage, but I probably will with my sweetheart coming up because, and some of it may be some of the blending of marriage and families, you know, coming back. He was a widow and I, you know, went through a divorce and we've got a lot that we have been learning together, but also like, he's so lovely, you know, he's just so spot on with everything. He's been the one who has been nagging me just as much as Holy Spirit saying, you got to do this. Why aren't you doing this? This is who you are. Come on, bring it out, you know, and he didn't even have a clue what he was getting into, you know, but blending it and making it, I like what you're saying about making you Lori, because that's who you are. And that's me. It can go where you're going, you know.
Yeah,
likely.
Yeah.
Like, say people that have followed me, many of them are in this space of saying, hey, I've been a little stuck, how do I move forward, or this is my passion, I need some fresh ideas. I may not have all of them, but together we will get them. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So anyway,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to hop off, you guys. And tonight, please be here. It's 7:00 Central Time. and in case something does not work with this crazy room, which I don't think maybe it won't happen again. I don't know. Maybe I pushed something wrong. Look in the group, you know, for any changes to links or whatever. And then also, let me just make sure you guys have this one more time. And this is where you're going to submit as a final check-in. When you're done with your challenge, it has to be submitted by Sunday night. So we can just be ready for our session and celebrate our all of you. But what we're going to, the bonus, I'll put that out. I just don't have time to put it in here right now. Here's some of the stuff I'll put it on the Facebook page. But I didn't pull it out and I don't have that file open, but I'll put all of the instructions there. So you have everything and then we will hit another amazing week. And so go hop in, to there or plan to join us again tonight at 7:00. I promise you it's going to be an amazing session tonight with Gina. You're going to love her and you're going to see why she was just part of what we're supposed to have as a message here this time. Okay. Well, you guys have an amazing night, afternoon, and I'll see you in a little bit. Bye.